Hey guys, and welcome to Myths and Monsters. Today we're going to be talking about vampires and our society's obsession with them. Now, today I'm doing the podcast alone, but usually I will have with me another person. Her name is Jasmine, and she is my partner in crime. And we're going to be talking about different types of supernatural topics, our stances on whether we believe or we don't believe, and sharing some stories that we've collected off of Reddit users, people that have submitted their stories to the podcast, things like that. The first thing that I want to clarify before even starting today's episode is that there are multiple versions of a vampire. The Greeks have the Lamei, the Chinese versions have the Jingashi, and the Africans have the Asambosan. But today we're going to be talking about the North American vampire. Now, the word vampire didn't appear in literature until around the 1730s, but it wasn't made popular until the release of Bram Stoker's book titled Dracula in 1987, which made a lot of today's vampires' traits very popular, like the fact that they have no reflection, they don't eat, they're very strong and fast, and they can see in the dark. Now, at the time, most people already agreed on the fact that vampires had sharp teeth and fingernails, and they could bring people back from the dead. It also mentioned some vulnerabilities they had, like they couldn't eat or go near garlic, and if they were stabbed by wooden stakes, they would die. But Stoker introduced the traits, claiming that Dracula could shapeshift into a wolf, into a bat, and to mist, which was the first time this was ever done in literature. And since then, the vampire folklore has really just grown and exploded and twisted to fit into multiple genres of movies and books. I think the most popular version people are familiar with are the Twilight series, which I believe doesn't accurately represent vampires, but we'll have a few stories later today that might change our opinion on that. So, I believe in vampires, and one of the most interesting cases I have found was the Black Dahlia case. On January 15th, 1947, at around 10 a.m., a young woman's body was found mutilated in half in Limerick Park. Betty Bursinger was walking with her 3-year-old daughter when she found the body and accidentally confused it with a mannequin. Realizing her mistake, she ran home and called the police. And one of the reasons this case stands out isn't because of the woman being cut in half, although that's already weird on its own accord. It was the fact that this woman's body was completely drained of her blood. And there was an intense slash on the woman's mouth, from one edge of her mouth to her ear on both sides, creating a really scary-ass smile. In the surrounding area, there were heel prints, and a suspect was never found. This case went unsolved. Another very interesting case was the murder of Lily Lindstroma. She was a prostitute living in the Atlas neighborhood in Sweden. She was found naked and face down on her bed, and her clothes removed and folded neatly on the chair beside her. She had been killed with multiple hits to the head, and her body was nearly fully emptied of any blood. And in the same room, there was a ladle found with blood stains. On that ladle, they found traces of saliva that was then connected to a saliva that was found on the woman's neck, and that led officers to making the connection to believe that the murderer had drunk all her blood. Now, some of the stories that I found on Reddit by Devil HDX and another user called Butter My Tostitos gave me approval to use their stories on today's podcast, and I wanted to share each one with you guys. So our first story comes from Reddit user Devil HDX, and he wrote, "All right, here's my story. It was Halloween, the year was 2019, and funny enough, I was dressed up as Castlevania Dracula. I went to my friend's place for the Halloween party, and it was a fun college party, but her place was located in the sketchy area of the city. Anyways, it was around 2 a.m. and me and my friend were drunk, trying to find our Uber to get back home. We turned the corner and walked a little, thinking that our Uber would be there soon. Right at that moment, I saw a pale white dude with blonde hair and a beard, wearing a beanie and oversized sweatpants. He looked at me dead in the eye. It was Halloween, so I thought it would be fun and in character for me to do the same and hiss like a vampire. So I did just that, and things started to get a little weird after that. He did the same and gave me a weird, creepy smile. But this guy, who was clearly not in the Halloween costume, had sharp teeth. My friend was not aware of the situation because he was distracted with trying to figure out where our Uber was. He was following me anyways, so we walked in the middle of the road and tried to keep our distance from this guy. He came closer to the side of the apartment and scratched at the walls and did a come here gesture with his hand. I told my friend that we had to go back to the party and it was better if we just waited there. As soon as we turned the corner, I started to walk backwards, facing the corner, and told him to keep his eyes on the corner as well. The creepy guy took an aggressive step forward from the corner like he was about to run at us, but when he saw us, he stepped back. Luckily, we found our other friends who were waiting on the Uber as well. Later on, I had to explain to my friend what was going on, and he said he felt something was wrong too. We never saw that creepy guy again, and I don't know who or what I encountered that night. But even though I am still an atheist, that night makes me think if supernatural shit is real or not. Our second story comes from Reddit user Butter My Tostitos, where they say, "I've encountered several, and you're going to think I'm crazy, and that's okay, but I'm a psychic, and these are my experiences. I met one in Boston, in Downtown Crossing, at the Outdoors Coffee Shop, which always sets up tons of outdoor seating, and there I got the sense from a vampire, an old and powerful one. I heard him say in his head, 'You're not that pretty. Wait, will you sleep with me?' Then I met three vampires in Japan who I knew would drain me and make me dance on the pole while fatigued until I died. They glowed. That's how beautiful they were. Then I met one in South Korea who said, 'Did you just read that kid's mind? And he doesn't even know.' He looked handsome, but normal. He almost went home with my friend, but I got cold feet about that man I was with and wanted to go home. I met another vampire walking down my street who checked out my friend and not me. In my head, I asked, 'Why are you checking her out and not me?' 'I was 17 and selfish,' she said. 'She eats vegetables. What do you eat?' In my head, I said McDonald's and laughed. And at Howl at the Moon in Boston, I met a group of them. Beautiful, but normal looking. Only the three in Japan glowed. I think they can read minds. Some of them, at least. But I think there's multiple species of what we classify as a vampire. Now, after reading those two stories, you can hear about some of the differences in the stories themselves. In the first story, you get a really traditional sounding vampire, one who likes to hide in the darkness. It says in the story that it's 2 a.m., that this guy has sharp teeth, and he just gives off a really creepy vibe to these friends. Although in the second story, you get a completely different take on vampires. And this person says that they've encountered several of them. On one occasion, she actually says that they glow. That's how beautiful they looked. Which obviously does remind you of that Twilight type vampire, which I think people aren't exactly fond of. But if she really did witness this, then obviously that's proof enough that maybe that series isn't as crazy as we thought. She also states that she believes that there's multiple types of vampires because she's had several encounters with what she believes are different types of vampires. Even saying that some of them can read minds, like she says in her stories, she seems to be having conversations with, I think, two of them in two separate occasions, which on its own is very interesting. And since I have never had a personal vampire encounter, I would like to hear your guys' thoughts. Do you guys have any stories, any personal encounters which you guys would like to tell me about it? I am very interested in these personal encounters, and hopefully some people can vouch for them, say that they've encountered something similar. And if so, please comment on that. I'd love to read all your guys' comments. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. Today's was short, but in the later weeks, we will be having longer podcasts about different types of paranormal creatures, and hopefully you guys will enjoy them all. So thanks for listening.